Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 2.3, Introduction to Cloud Services. This lesson is part of Module 2, Core Skills Building Applications in the Backend Development for Developers course. In this lesson, we'll explore the overview of major cloud platforms, the relevance of cloud services to backend development, and basic cloud deployment concepts. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to understand the role of cloud services in the context of backend development and deployment. Main content overview of cloud platforms. AWS, Google Cloud, Azure Cloud Computing has transformed how businesses operate by providing scalable and flexible resources over the internet. The three leading cloud service providers are Amazon Web Services, AWS, Google Cloud Platform, GCP, and Microsoft Azure. Each of these platforms offers a wide range of services, but they cater to different needs and preferences. Amazon Web Services, AWS, is the most widely adopted cloud platform, offering over 200 fully featured services. AWS is known for its extensive service offerings, including computing power, storage options, and a rich set of tools for machine learning and big data analytics. Its pay-as-you-go pricing model allows businesses to manage costs effectively. Google Cloud Platform, GCP, focuses on high-performance computing and data analytics. It excels in machine learning and artificial intelligence capabilities, making it a popular choice for data-driven businesses. GCP integrates seamlessly with other Google services, providing a cohesive experience for users. For example, businesses can utilize Google Cloud's BigQuery for data analysis while using Google Sheets for reporting. Microsoft Azure integrates well with existing Microsoft products, making it ideal for businesses already using tools like Office 365 and Dynamics. Azure offers a comprehensive suite of services, including virtual machines, databases, and networking solutions, making it suitable for a variety of applications. Its compatibility with existing Microsoft tools can significantly reduce the learning curve for teams transitioning to cloud-based solutions. Understanding these platforms is essential for leveraging cloud services effectively in back-end development, as each platform's unique strengths can be matched to specific project requirements. Relevance of cloud services to back-end development. Cloud services play a crucial role in back-end development by providing scalable infrastructure, reducing the need for on-premises hardware, and enabling easier collaboration among teams. With cloud services, developers can focus on writing code and building applications rather than managing servers and infrastructure. For instance, consider an application that experiences fluctuating user traffic. By deploying it on a cloud platform, you can scale resources up or down based on demand, ensuring optimal performance without over-provisioning. This elasticity helps businesses save costs while maintaining a high-quality user experience. For example, during peak shopping seasons, an e-commerce platform can automatically increase its resources to handle higher traffic levels. Moreover, cloud services facilitate DevOps practices by offering tools that support continuous integration and continuous deployment, CI/CD. This means that developers can quickly test and deploy new features, respond to user feedback, and iterate rapidly. Such agility is essential in the fast-paced finance and fintech sectors, where time to market can significantly impact competitiveness. For instance, a fintech app can roll out updates to improve user experience based on customer feedback, thereby staying ahead of the competition. Basic cloud deployment concepts. When deploying applications in the cloud, understanding a few fundamental concepts is key. Let's focus on three primary deployment models: infrastructure as a service, IaaS, platform as a service, PaaS, and software as a service, SaaS. Infrastructure as a service, IaaS, provides virtualized computing resources over the internet. Users can rent servers, storage, and networking capabilities on demand. This model allows for maximum control and flexibility, making it suitable for organizations with specific infrastructure requirements. For example, a startup can use IaaS to provision servers for its application without investing in physical hardware. Platform as a Service, PaaS, offers a platform allowing developers to build, deploy, and manage applications without worrying about the underlying infrastructure. PaaS solutions include tools for application development, database management, and middleware services. This model speeds up the development process, allowing developers to focus on coding rather than managing servers. A real-world example is Heroku, which enables developers to deploy applications with just a few commands. Software as a Service, SaaS, delivers software applications over the internet on a subscription basis. Users can access these applications from any device with an internet connection. For example, cloud-based accounting software enables businesses to manage their finances without the need for local installations. This accessibility makes it easier for teams to collaborate and work from various locations. Understanding these deployment models can help you choose the most appropriate solution based on your business needs and technical requirements, ensuring that your applications are optimized for performance and cost. Conclusion: in this lesson, we covered the overview of major cloud platforms, AWS, Google Cloud, and Azure, and discussed their relevance to back-end development. We also explored key cloud deployment concepts, including IaaS, PaaS, and SaaS. By understanding these elements, you can better leverage cloud services to enhance your back-end development efforts. As you move forward in this course, keep these concepts in mind, as they will be essential for your future lessons and applications in the finance and fintech sectors. Reflection questions: how can you leverage the scalability of cloud services to improve application performance in your projects? What deployment model, IaaS, PaaS, SaaS, would best suit your current or future applications, and why? Reflect on a time when you needed to rapidly deploy a feature or application. How could cloud services have facilitated that process?